Hi, parents.
Yep,
it's me again. To help cover the costs of running this podcast, you may hear some ads. But if you prefer not to hear ads or this message, there's a link in the show notes to subscribe to Premium. This also gives you access to bonus podcasts. You can listen right here on your favorite podcast player, and it's only a few dollars a month.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi there, it's the Narrator Man here. The following episode is for Inara. We heard you like Winnie the Pooh episodes. I hope you like this one. Winnie the Pooh meets Tigger. Winnie the Pooh woke up suddenly in the middle of the night and listened. Then he got out of bed and lit his candle and stumbled across the room to see if anybody was trying to get into his honey cupboard. And they weren't, so he stumbled back again, blew out his candle, and got into bed. Then he heard the noise again.
Is that you, Piglet? Come in, Christopher Robin. Tell me about it tomorrow, Eeyore.
Pooh found that he wasn't asleep after all. What can it be? He thought. There are lots of noises in the forest, but this was a different one. It wasn't a growl. It wasn't a purr, it wasn't a bark, and it wasn't the noise you make before beginning a piece of poetry. But it was a noise of some kind, made by a strange animal. And he was making it outside Pooh's door. So Pooh decided to get up and ask him not to. He got out of bed and opened his front door.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, there you are. Hello?
Hello.
The strange animal wondered how long this exchange would go on. Pooh was just about to say hello for the fourth time when he thought that he wouldn't. So instead he said,
Who is it?
Me.
Oh. Well, come here.
So whatever it was came here. And in the light of the candle, he and Pooh looked at each other.
I'm Pooh,
said Pooh.
I'm Tigger,
said Tigger.
Oh.
Pooh had never seen an animal like this before.
Does Christopher Robin know about you?
Of course he does.
Well, it's the middle of the night, which is a good time for going to sleep. And tomorrow we'll have some honey for breakfast. Do Tiggers like honey?
They like everything.
Well, then, if they like going to sleep on the floor, I'll go back to bed and we'll do things in the morning. Good night.
Pooh got back into bed and went fast asleep. When he woke in the morning, he put a large honey pot on the table, and Pooh and Tigger sat down to breakfast. And as soon as they sat down, Tigger took a large mouthful of honey, and he looked up at the ceiling with his head on one side and made exploring noises with his tongue and considering noises. And what have we got here noises? And then he said, in a very decided voice,
Tiggers don't like honey.
Oh, I thought they liked everything.
Everything except honey.
Pooh felt rather pleased about this.
Well, after I finish my breakfast, I'll take you around to Piglet's house. You can try some of her acorns.
Oh, thank you, Pooh. Acorns are really what Tiggers like best.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So after breakfast, they went around to see Piglet. And Pooh explained as they went that Piglet was a very small animal who didn't like bouncing and asked Tigger not to be too bouncy just at first. And Tigger, who'd been hiding behind trees and jumping out on Pooh's shadow when it wasn't looking, said that Tiggers were only bouncy before breakfast and that as soon as that he had had a few acorns, they became quiet and refined. So by and by, they knocked at the door of Piglet's house.
Hello, Piglet. This is Tigger.
Is it? I thought Tiggers was smaller than that.
Not the big ones.
Well, they like acorns, so that's what we've come for, because poor Tigger hasn't had any breakfast yet.
Piglet pushed the bowl of acorns towards Tigger.
Help yourself.
Oh, Tiggers don't like acorns.
But you said they liked everything except honey.
Everything except honey and acorns.
Oh, I see.
What about thistles?
Oh, thistles. Thistles are what Tiggers like best.
Then let's go and see Eel.
So the three of them went. And after they had walked and walked and walked, they came to the part of the forest where Eeyore was.
Oh, hello, Eeyore. This is Tigger.
What is?
This.
What did you say it was?
Tigger.
Oh.
He's just come to the 100-acre wood.
Oh. So when's he going?
Tigger is a great friend of Christopher Robin's, who has come to stay in the forest. Tiggers always eat thistles. Tiggers always eat thistles. So that's why we've come to see you, Eeyore.
Come this way, Tigger.
Eeyore led the way to the most thistly-looking patch of thistles that ever was and waved a hoof at it.
A little patch I was keeping for my birthday. Help yourself, Tigger.
Tigger thanked him and looked anxiously at Pooh.
Are these really thistles?
Yes.
What Tiggers like best?
Yes, that's right.
I see.
Tigger took a large mouthful and gave a large crunch.
Oh, Tiggers don't like thistles.
But you said that Tiggers liked everything except honey and acorns.
And thistles.
Well, what a shame. Maybe you should see Christopher Robin. You'll find him with Kanga.
Well, come along. Let's go and see Kanga. She's sure to have lots of breakfast for you.
Tigger bounced off ahead of Piglet and Pooh, turning around every now and then to ask, "Is this the way?" And now at last, they came inside of Kanga's house. And there was Christopher Robin. Tigger rushed up to him.
Oh, there you are, Tigger. I knew you would be somewhere.
I've been finding things in the forest. I found a Pooh and a Piglet and an Eeyore, but I can't find anything for breakfast.
Do you know what Tiggers like, Christopher Robin?
I think if I fought very hard, I would. But I fought Tig and you.
I do. Everything there is in the world. Except for honey and acorns and thistles.
So they went into Kanga's house, and Roo said hello to Pooh and Piglet once, and hello to Tigger twice. They told Kanga what they wanted, and Kanga said very kindly,
"Well, look in my cupboard, Tigger dear, and see what you'd like."
Shall I look too?
Said Pooh, who was beginning to feel a little 11 o'clock-ish, and he found a small tin of condensed milk. And something seemed to tell him that Tiggers didn't like this, so he took it into a corner by himself. But the more Tigger put his nose into this and his paws into that, the more things he found which Tiggers didn't like. And when he had found everything in the cupboard and couldn't eat any of it, he said to Kanga,
"Oh, what happens now?"
But Kanga and Christopher Robin and Piglet were all standing around Roo, watching him have his extract of malt. And Roo was saying,
"Must I?"
And Kanga was saying,
"Now, Roo dear, you remember what you promised."
"What is it?"
"His strengthening medicine. Roo hates it."
So Tigger came closer, and he leant over the back of Roo's chair, and suddenly he put out his tongue and took a large gollop. And with a sudden jump of surprise, Kanga said,
"Oh!"
And then clutched the spoon again just as it was disappearing and pulled it safely back out of Tigger's mouth. But the extract of malt was gone.
Tigger dear.
Then Tigger looked up at the ceiling and closed his eyes, and his tongue went round and round his chops in case he'd left any outside, and a peaceful smile came over his face.
Mm-mm. So that's what Tigger's like.
Which explains why he always lived at Kanga's house afterwards and had extract of malt for breakfast, dinner.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And tea.
If you're looking for a calm and relaxing podcast to help you unwind at bedtime, why not try our brand new podcast, Fun Fables Sleepy Time Stories? Just search Fun Fables Sleepy Time Stories in your podcast player.